We're doing the laws of Nesias Kapayim. We're up to chapter 128, and we're up to subsection Lamed Zayin 37. So now he says like this: Am she'achoyrei hakohanim, the people that are behind the kohanim, einom bechlal bracha, they are not included in the blessing. If you're behind the kohen, shebirchas kohanim. For the blessing, the priestly blessing, it only is face to face, as we explained earlier in subsection 23, that you have to face the Kohanim when you're doing the blessing. But those who are in front of you or on the side, but those who are in front of the Kohen, or even if you're on the side of the Kohen, on the side of the Kohen, I feel a mechitza shel barzel. Even if you have a metal partition, a partition made out of metal, einem afsekes, that does not interrupt bein Yisrael lavim shebeshemayim, between Israel and their Father in Heaven, because the Kohanim are giving over the Shem's blessings. It's not the Kohanim's blessings; it's the Father's blessings. The Shem's have blessings. So the fact that there's a metal thing even in between you, that would not interrupt, the blessing goes straight through. The only thing is, they need to turn their faces to the Kohanim. It can't be the face, the back to the Kohanim. They have to face the Kohanim in order to receive the blessing. If you're on the side of the Kohen, let's say if the Kohen is standing over here, and if you're on the side of the Kohen, but you're in the back, that's considered like the back. Those people who stand on the east wall. Okay? And then you have the Aron Kodesh, it protrudes, goes out. Into the shul. And the Kohanim stand in front of the Aron Kodesh, which protrudes. Even if these people are standing by the east wall, turn their faces to the Kohanim, einam bechlal bracha, they are not included in the blessing because they're still behind the Kohen. Ve'am shebesodis, and what about people that don't come to the shul? They are outside in the field. Kivun shehem anusim, since they are against their will, they have no choice. They don't come to shul, not because they don't want to, but shetrudim b'melachtam. They're occupied in their job. They don't have a chance to come to shul. They cannot come to the shul. They are part of the blessing. Even if they're behind the Kohanim, as long as they're outside, they're okay. I will call Mishuhu Beir, but anybody who is within the city, and is able to come to the shul to receive the blessing face to face, as the law of the Torah is to go face it, but he doesn't show up, you know, if you have the ability. He shows on himself that the blessing isn't important enough for in your eyes, so that you will come to the shul for it. You'll come for then he is not part of the blessing if you're behind the kohen. So if you don't come to the shul, and you could come to the shul, but and you're behind the kohen, then you won't be included in the blessing. Only if you're occupied in your work, you can't come to shul, then you'd be even if you're in the back of the kohen. But if you're in the front, that's okay. Lochain. Therefore, anybody who's in the city and is able to come to the shul to receive the blessing, even if you're standing in the courtyard of the shul, and you can't enter into the shul, like there's no place for you in the shul. There's no place for you in the shul. Still, if they're standing behind the east wall of the shul, ain't bechlal bracha. They're still not including the bracha. Why? They can go around to the other side to be to the west side. Shuneget pnei hakohanim. That would be facing the kohanim. Or yamblitz did the basic kanesis. Or stand in the side of the shul. Yavchu pnei the basic kanesis. Klap hakohanim. They turn their faces towards the shul, towards the kohanim, to facing the kohanim. The same thing as those people who are standing on the east wall, They're not considered forced to be. Even though nowadays the tradition is each one buys a space in the shul. You buy a place, you pay for your seat. And one is not allowed to stand in the place of his friend, so you can't really go. So maybe you should be able to allow to stand over there because you can't go to somebody else's place. But still, you can go to the place with the kohen, which is free. You can stand or in the middle of the shul, in the prince al abima, either on the platform on the bima, or on the west side of the shul, or in the courtyard of the beis haknesses towards the west, or the sides of the beis haknesses. If you are able to hear birchas kohanim over there. So you have options, he says. There is one who finds a merit for them to say, since the Arin, the Heichel, is connected to the wall, Haruki Gufa Koisel, that becomes like the wall itself. As if they were standing next to the wall, even though it's protruding, but it's like an extension. It's like the wall curves together in Kurdish. And it's as if they're standing, those people are from the east, as if they're standing towards the side of the Kohanim, but they should turn their face towards the Kohanim. Avalanchi Maisa, but people of deeds, you know, the right way to do it is Nisharim, Nisrachim, Kesel, Mazrachi, are careful to distance themselves from the east wall, Velel Chitzad, Marv Chitzas, to go a little bit towards the west, Achipneim, Negapnei Kohanim, and Negatzdeim Mamish, until they're facing, either facing the Kohanim, or it'll be exactly their side Mamish, not just to consider the fact because that the wall is one continuous wall and they're not facing, so that's the right way to do it. All right, let's do next. Subsection Lamed Ches. Yira Beis HaKnesses Shekul HaKohanim. What are you doing about a city or a shul that there's only Kohanim there? Imein Shom El HaAsara, if there's only 10, Kulam Eilim L'duchun, so they all go up to the platform, they all make the Birchas Kohanim. But the question is, L'mim Mevarchim, who do they blessing? Who are they blessing? Because there's nobody else. They're all the Kohanim. So they're all going up to the platform. They're all going to do the Birchas Kohanim. Who are they going to be blessing then? They went, Lachim Shebe Sodis. The brothers who are in the fields, to the older people. Umi Aine Achareim Amen. Who's going to answer Amen after them? Hanoshim Vatav, the women and the children. Ba'afo Pisha Ein Mishikoyra Lahem Kohanim. Although there's nobody to call them Kohanim. Ba'im Mishamakra Isom. There's nobody leading and saying Yivarecha, Yivarecha. Ein Bekach Klum. That doesn't matter. Because the announcing Kohanim and also reading in front of them do not prevent at all, as explained earlier in subsection Chof Aleph 21 and Tov Tezvav with regards to announcing them, Kohanim. Well, Divraim, Reim Shekoin Sheinel Yochel Likris Lakris. And according to the view that says that the Kohan, a Kohen that does not go up to the Bima can read and also read out loud, can read himself. And also, Gam Kana Shlich Tzibur She'en Oila. So also here, the Shlich Tzibur, who doesn't, because there's only 10, so he's the one who's Shlich Tzibur, he doesn't go up. Afilu Muftach Shloi Tutorev Daitoi, Sharu Kohen, Yeshkerim Achenim Haru Kohenu Makre. Because in this case, even if he's sure that he's not going to get confused, which we allow then the Kohen to do the Bichas Kohanim, but that's only if there's no other Kohanim in there. But if there's a Kohanim, since you're Kohanim Achedim, so then he's Kohanim Makri. So then the Kohen, he's the Shlich Tzibur. He calls out Kohanim and he reads them, and he doesn't do the Bichas Kohanim because there's other Kohanim, and in this case we shouldn't do the Birchas Kohanim himself. Yishem Yeshem Yeser Ma'asora. If there is more than 10 Kohanim, so I say the Ma'asora. So those are more than 10 Yalu Vivarchu. They should go up and make the blessing. Va'asora, the 10 Kohanim Einim Achreim Amen. They answer Amen after them. V'izor Shlikris Kohanim Beis Knesset. They got to be careful not to announce the word Kohanim in the shul, because then shelo yavre ilah sor b'esa, because then these 10 who are not going to be benching will be violating a positive, because they've been called. They said kohanim, and they're not going up. Even though the one who's announcing is only means the those who are more extra than the 10, who's going to make it louder? Who's the extra? Who's not? So therefore, we don't announce by them. You don't announce the extra. If there's even one Israelite, or I guess again, there's no Kohen, not a Kohen. Even as a Levi, so then all the Kohanim go up and make the blessing. And he answers after them. Even one Jew is fit to receive the bracha, as explained earlier in Sif Aleph. Avo Kohanim, but the Kohanim, Avo Vishem is Baruchim Yisrael, Bibrichas Kohanim, even though they are also being blessed together with the Yisrael and the blessing of the Kohanim, coming in Chshuv Mekaba Bracha Bilvadam, they are not fit to receive alone a bracha, one alone. Eliim Kain, Hei Masorim, Lefikoch, Ksh'ein Mehem Asorim Mekam La Bracha Vesechaneses. So if there is no, so if you have 10, then you bless the 10 Kohanim. But if there is no 10 that receive the bracha and the basic analysis, kulam oilim. So then you have all the Kohanim go up. Then their blessing goes for the brothers in the field. So one Israelite can be blessed by 25 Kohanim. But if you have only Kohanim, then you need 10 Kohanim to be blessed. Unless if there's only 10, then there's no choice, then they all go up and bench. I mean, when there's only 10, or there's no 10 extra. Also, the women and the children, even though they're including the bracha, they are not important to receive the blessing by themselves. So that's why if there is no Yisrael to receive the blessing, if you have 10 Kohanim, then the 10 Kohanim should receive the blessing. Otherwise, they should all go up and bless the people in the fields. And the women and children have to remain, as we said before. Subsection Lamates 39. B'shosha koinim mevarchim, at the time then the blessing, ein leimer shum posuk, we should say no verses. Kiklum yesh evet shemevarchim ha'isu b'shlichas rabbi, is there then a servant who is being blessed? The agent, his master, says to bless. So God says you should bless him. And you're not paying attention to the blessing that your master is blessing. Shem tell the Kohanim to bless you. And what, are you going to do something else? If they would say the verses, you can't have in mind the blessing. That's why you have to be quiet and have in mind the bracha, because that's what the Eibishter has bet you. Now that the Kohanim prolong with the song, so it's also the tradition to say verses at the time when they're doing the long song. But it's better not to say them. But those who do say, they should say it when the one who's leading reads the word and continues it with a song. That's when they say it, but not when the Kohanim. We include also, we do it even when the Kohen sings a little bit, but not when he makes the bracha. Verse Mem. Kohen ain rashoy la'isim b'dayt yesh al gimel b'sukh shebichas Kohanim. A Kohen is not permitted to add on his own more than the three verses of the Brichas Kohanim. V'im ha'isif, ayver about ha'isif. If he adds like additional blessings, then he violates the prohibition not to add. The Torah doesn't allow you to add. If he said it, the extra, while he was raising his hands and he was facing the people. I mean, general blessing, it's okay. That's why the tradition, some people do say, we don't say it, they say, it says, Sichov Dalit, he says, they say the blessing of Hashkifah and Kosher, even though it's a verse, but that's already, because they've already folded up their hands, they're no longer stretched out, and they already turned their faces, so then you can say another verse. But during the time, that you bless, you can't add to the verses. That would be Baal Tosef. Aval imaymer gimel psukim eila kama pomim biyoyim. But if you say these same three verses, but you do it several times in one day, then you're not adding to add. Shalishayich called Baal Tosef mitzvah mitzvah atzma. You cannot apply not to add only if you add to the mitzvah itself. But by doing the mitzvah two times or three times, you're not adding to the mitzvah. You're doing the same mitzvah. You're not allowed to add to a mitzvah, like say three psukim to say four psukim. But if you're saying the same mitzvah, you're doing it several times, that would not be a problem. One more halacha. Sif Mem Aleph, subsection 41. Lefikach koyin shenosa kapov. If the Kohen has already raised his hands, then he goes to a shul, achar, a different shul, and he finds there's a community that hadn't reached yet the Birchus Kohanim, he can raise his hands a second time. If he did already in one shul, then he comes to another shul. And he makes a blessing for this Nizkapayim. Even though he already fulfills his obligation when he relates them the first time. Commission is Borla Milo, as explained earlier in Sif Dalet.